earth, and sky.
The nanotechnology allows us to control the exact size, shape, and chemistry of these particles. And so it's a fundamental departure from the way particles have been fabricated in the past.
You're listening to chemist Joseph DeSimone, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. DeSimone is developing new ways to transport medicines through the body directly to the source of disease. He said his new technology has been designed around what he calls green chemistry, and he spoke more about it with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson.
So you focused your career on green chemistry and technologies. And what is green chemistry and how does it guide the direction of your work?
Well, green chemistry is in many ways a mindset for how one approaches their research. You know, basically it covers things like preventing waste, using chemicals that are safe, focusing on renewable feedstocks, safe solvents, more energy-efficient processes. And this is a nice framework with which chemists can, in fact, organize their own programs around.
So can you talk a little bit about the research that your lab is working on now in terms of medicine and medical technology?
Yeah, today, we're trying to bridge the fabrication technologies associated with making semiconductors and transistors and applying them in the area of nanomedicine. And so the idea of taking the uniformity and precision associated with making these transistors and applying them to making organic carriers useful for more effective treatments in a whole host of different diseases, from cancer to autoimmune to inflammatory to even neurological disorders, is really what we're focused on today.
And can you explain how those drug carriers are made?
So what we do is we take a wafer, a silicon wafer, and you may have seen this on the Discovery Channel or a lot of other TV shows. It's basically a flat disc made out of the element silicon, and we use the techniques from the microelectronics industry to pattern the surface of that wafer. So we basically etch into that a series of topography or structures that in many ways might look like a bed of pedestals or a bed of nails, very uniform structure across the entire wafer, but on the nanoscale. And then what we do is we make a mold of that by pouring a liquid plastic on top of that patterned wafer, and we're able to solidify that liquid plastic into a solid and then peel it off. And so when you're done, it basically looks like an ice cube tray on the nanoscale. And what we're able to do now is fill the cavities of that ice cube tray-like structure with liquids that are going to be the precursors to medicines. And once we convert that liquid to a solid, it becomes a particle. And we've devised ways of going in and harvesting those particles out of this ice cube tray on the nanoscale. And we use those for various types of treatments, from, you know, putting them in the bloodstream and using them to target cancer cells, or maybe we make them a little bit bigger so that they can be inhaled for inhaled pharmaceuticals. And this opens up a whole sorts of new approaches for the treatment of a variety of different diseases.
What's the main difference between the way that these nano drug carriers work differently than the traditional type of drug carriers?
Yeah. So with the precision and uniformity afforded by these new techniques, we can now control size and shape and flexibility in ways that have not been done before. So right now, a lot of drug therapies are extremely heterogeneous, and they have particles that range in sizes and shapes and are not controlled. And what we do know is that where particles go in the body is a strong function of their size and shape. How particles get inside cells is a strong function of size and shape. What we find is that we can really narrow the uniformity of these products and control where they go. And so this is a way of improving the safety and efficacy of the drugs.
Can you give me an example of some different diseases that you're working on?
So the diseases that that our technology can address are numerous. We have a big focus in cancer, designing more effective therapies for cancer where we can target selectively cancer cells and avoid healthy cells. We do this for IV injections. Very excitingly, we're working on inhaled approaches for chemotherapy and other types of drugs. There's a lot of cancers, as you know, like lung cancer and bone metastases in lungs that we think we can address by inhalation approaches. We're designing new vaccines, and so we have an exciting program using these particles for eliciting an immune response to help people generate the antibodies they need to respond to different infections. And so this is really a platform technology grounded in new manufacturing methods that has an opportunity for impacting just about every disease state that's there. And I'll give you one case in point, pancreatic cancer. You know, there's approximately 50,000 people a year diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and about 50,000 people a year die from pancreatic cancer, and it's got a terrible prognosis. And one of the challenges with a solid tumor like pancreatic tumors is that there's not much of the drug gets actually into the tumor. And so we're trying to design more effective ways for getting the drugs actually into the tumor instead of poisoning, you know, the entire body. So you can take an existing drug that you know, may be injected into the bloodstream and have a little bit accumulate in the tumor, hopefully. Or there are new ways of trying to get that drug directly in the tumor by using new approaches. And those are the kinds of things we're trying to use.
So I have just one final question, and that's, what would you like to tell our listeners if you could give people one take-home message about your work and green chemistry?
What I'm bullish about is that innovation is really going to be the ticket for improving what we do and improving our economy and improving the health and well-being of society. And I think, you know, the investments that the administration is now making in research, with a front and center focus on green chemistry being a founding principle, is really the right mix in order to help this country and the world recover from this economic challenge.
You've been listening to Joseph DeSimone, a professor of chemistry and chemical engineering at the University of North Carolina and North Carolina State. Our thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.